Rusty Quill presents.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Circe, a podcast of the Ostium Network.
Chapter 1. Archie. The world and planet I've called home since my birth is named Albion. It is a swirling concoction of islands, large and small. Some wear great lakes like strange, ill-formed birthmarks. Others tiny ponds and pools like moles. Upon them are patches of hair, forests of deep and thick green. Hills and mountains like strange protrusions and skin formations. You see, to me, Albion is a living thing. An entity. I have heard the Earth called as such before. Gaia. Albion truly was alive. Is alive. I assume it to still be so. I hope it to be. I have not returned since I was taken. Taken to Ostium. Albion has been in existence for a very long time. Perhaps its time can be measured by those who knew more of these ways. Scientists, priests, Circe, like I once was. How it was made is an interesting one, and the tale I'm choosing to share with you today. Not in its entirety, that would take a long, long time, but by end you will ken somewhat of how Albion came to be. The great goddess of all, Asipha, goddess of the entire universe and all it contains, has existed for a very long time. Hundreds and thousands of times that of Albion's living. Throughout her long and tumultuous being, she has spawned many offspring, female and male, those that are both, those that are neither, and those that are gradations of the in-between. Some she birthed with male gods, others she birthed with female gods. Sometimes she mated with male and female gods, and they in turn birthed her offspring themselves. Sometimes there was no other god involved, just the mighty Asipha, choosing her destiny, her consequences, and what will come next in the universe. On this special day, in a very ancient time, she chooses to create Albion. She chooses two of her male offspring. They are very beautiful. They have never met. She brings them together in a part of blackness somewhat close to a giant sun that will grant them heat and energy to thrive. They know not why they've been brought here or what they will do. Bruta and Hasapha are their names. When they gaze upon each other for the first time, there is a conflicting duality of emotions. Envy and desire. Envy, for each sees the great and godly beauty and perfection of the other. Desire, for each immediately lusts after that godly beauty and perfection and wants to partake and possess of it. And so begins a powerful relationship filled with moments of lust and love for each other, but also moments of anger and violence. Asipha allows them to exist like this for an eon, solidifying their need and want for each other so they will never feel the need to part. Then she encloses them in a flexible, malleable ball, an ensnaring core to contain them. Around the core, she manufactures a mantle, pulling particles and particulates from the far reaches of space and bringing them together, forcing and condensing them into a thick layer, a chewy insulation around the core. Asipha dreams of the wonderful world this will become with its wide variety of plants and animals and diverse peoples, and she is brought to tears by the thought. The tears of the goddess fall and soon form the ocean encompassing the entire planet of Albion. Asipha picks an unassuming large moon orbiting a dead planet and cracks it between her fingers. The pieces of moon crash onto the planet in all shapes and sizes, creating worldwide tidal waves. And thus the islands, both large and small, are made and fertilized, for Asipha's tears contain not just water, but the very building blocks of life. And so life begins blooming and growing and reproducing and spawning on Albion. But it still remains a very flat and unassuming planet, until Bruta and Hasapha have their first argument, their first fight, and their first battle. It is violent, perceived as unrequited by each of them. Bruta slams into the side of the rubbery core first, his elbows pushing against it. Two new mountains form. Hasapha is next, colliding headfirst and creating a new and mighty mountain range. The duel rages on, creating cracks and new shapes on the surface on the planet. The first few simple creatures are unable to comprehend the intense earthquakes they are experiencing. But as time passes, and like all things, this fight comes to an end. Bruta and Hasapha resolve their issues, their differences, and fall in love with each other all over again. Then a period of physical world-building begins, a result of their lovemaking. New hills and mounds are formed on the islands until the two gods are eventually sated. And then Albion enters a period of peace and quiet for a number of eons. Life takes advantage of the abundance of resources on the planet and the quietude. It flourishes and multiplies and evolves. Astifa has done what she wanted, completed her task. She moves on to other matters. Maybe one day she will return and peek in on the ongoing state of her creation. But for now, Albion is on its own. Life on the planet increases further in numbers, constantly evolving, adapting to the conditions, as well as changing when those conditions change. People have now evolved and do their best to live alongside the diverse fauna and flora. At times, it is a harsh world, very much survival of the fittest. At others, it is a thriving one where there is harmony. Bruta and Hasifa appear to have reached a peaceful coexistence, enjoying each other's constant company and interaction, other than occasional rumblings and tremors, a sure sign that the couple is getting along very well indeed. The ground remains quiet. There are, of course, those naysayers, there always are, who decry that one day the battle between the two gods at the center of the world will begin once again, that it will be a battle to end all battles and only result in the complete destruction and obliteration of Albion. Those few in number will continue to proclaim their doom and gloom while everyone else does their best to ignore them. One day, these prophecies may come to pass. No one truly completely doubts it, but it is far, far in the very distant future. For a very long time, Albion exists in the very splendor and beauty that the great Asifa originally envisioned when she began creating the planet. And this is the short rendering of how the world of Albion came to be. The only world that I have truly ever known. My tale is done, for now. For whomever's ears wish to hear, there will be more, many more. In time, I will tell you more of my world, of the lovely Albion, of its people, its incredible creatures, its vibrant and diverse life. I will tell you of my life. My existence, my likes and dislikes, my haves and have-nots, my hates and my loves, my conquerings and my failures. Do not expect these tales to be lined up neatly like a marching gaggle of geese headed towards the pond. My powers returning through the stories I tell does not mean my mind is assembled and well-arranged. In time, you will understand much that I have been through. Tomorrow, I may tell a tale of my birth, followed by a story of my later years, and continuing a few days later with a tale of childhood. If I am to regain my powers, it will by whatever means I am able. And I will, eventually, tell you of the love of my life. The woman whose face I see when I wake in the morning and go to sleep at night, who I believe is still alive, hale and hearty and awaiting my return. Awaiting me. One day, I believe it shall happen. My dear Pragma. But for now, I will take comfort in the small blossoming heat I feel in my chest. It is where I keep my love. It is also where I keep my magic. I have not felt this heat, in any sense, in a very long time. This is good. It means this telling of tales is working. It means I now have hope. Hope to regain my powers, and hope to one day be returned to my love.
The Sussy Podcast is written and produced by Alex C. Talander. The role of Thyra is performed by Arden Rachel. This episode was sound engineered by the talented blokes at Hail and Well Met Podcasts. If you're looking for some other shows once you finish Cersei, be sure to check out their work at hailandwellmetpodcast.com. The music featured in this episode is Sunrise by Kickhead, as well as Lost Time and Almost New by Kevin McLeod under the Creative Commons license. The Cersei Podcast is a podcast of the Ostium Network. You can support Cersei as well as all other Ostium Network shows by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast, where you can get access to a whole variety of bonus material, including mini episodes for Ostium, Circe, and Manifestations, as well as the Ostium Files and the Behind the Ostium series. You will also get access to a new Circe miniseries all about her lost love, Pragma, and behind-the-scenes episodes about Circe called Circe Confidential. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Circe Podcast. This story came out of the character of Thyra, as she took me along on her journey, which is very far from over, and I'm delighted to have you all with me for the ride.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.